We're back on with Nick from Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette, and we talked a little bit last hour about some hot product opportunities for you Christmas shoppers, and then we got into the ice fishing, which looks like it's going to take a little step up here. Walleye, perch, pike, panfish, all doing good, and you're loaded for bear with all your live bait there, right?
Yeah, we stocked up, and it sounds like the truck's actually coming Christmas Eve, so, you know, if you're sneaking out to fish, we're going to have bait next week, too. We'll be getting more shiners, suckers, fatheads, rosies, get fresh wigglers. I'll be open for a few hours Christmas Eve, and then we'll be back to normal hours the day after Christmas.
All right, let's switch over now to some winter steelhead talk. It kind of slowed down, it sounded like, the middle of this week with that cold snap, but now really mild temperatures coming our way, and that should bode really well for those that want to get out and chase some steel or maybe even browns. Have you been hearing anything?
As of yesterday, guys, we're getting out again and catching fish. Today's going to be a lot better. It's only going to get better as the week goes on. I'm going to try to get in like a quick half hour today and then probably fish 2-3 hours tomorrow. So hopefully I'll have something good to report.
Anything on the steelhead or browns?
Majority of the catch have been steelies and browns mixed, but there's still some nice coho out there, too.
Oh, that's good to hear.
So I'm actually sitting at home tying up some stuff right now during my daughter's nap time, and what I've got on the desk here, got a small pile of streamers, but I'm tying up some streamers with sculpin heads, sort of clouser head style. Probably carry two rods fishing with me tomorrow. I'm going to definitely strip streamers. And if that doesn't work out, got some mop flies and guide choices tied up. Those will be my next go-to. Definitely a good nymph bite this time of year. And then I'll have a random assortment of beads and egg flies if everything else fails.
Let's talk about those beads for a second, because Chris from Caddishack, we had a conversation about your bead selection. And, well, first of all, I mean, beads are just so effective this time of year. And why do you have so many different selections of beads? Maybe you could talk about, you know, the difference in the material and the color schemes and those things.
Well, the main difference is, besides size, is going to be the material of the bead itself. You know, you've got heavy glass beads that are meant to just punch through, get down, and stay there. A lot of guys like those, but it depends on the currents you're fishing in and how you're fishing them. We also have beads that are meant to be more neutrally buoyant. You know, that's going to be more realistic, especially if you're somebody that bottom bounces with them. So they all have their place. You know, in that really fast water, you might want to go with the glass bead. If you're in the strike zone longer, you're going to catch more fish. Whether it's more natural presentation or not, you're at least presenting it to them. So we got a variety of sizes and colors. This time of year, you're going to see people throw sixes and eights. You know, there's still browns out there spawning. So there are eggs in the system. There's still coho, and those run on the smaller side. You know, our kings have pretty much dried up, so not as many guys are going to be throwing the big beads, but they still will take them. You know, a 10-millimeter bead can be the ticket some days. A nice thing about them is they're really cheap. You know, you can pick up a ton of colors and sizes, and it's not going to cost you that much. You know, if you went to do that with flies, you're looking at $1.50 to $2.50 a fly. You know, $4 gets you a pack of 20 beads.
Yeah, yeah. Good point. That way you're ready for pretty much any situation. What about the guys that are running the jigs with the waxies? Are they having any success right now?
Yeah, a lot of guys are running those instead of spawn right now. Usually if I'm throwing bait, that's what I'm going to do this time of year. You know, they're normally as effective or more effective than spawn bags. Hot colors for me in this area are usually pink and white. Kind of a rainbow color that's got pink, white, blue. That's a good one. Orange and white's always hot. And yeah, you can tip them with a waxy or even fake grubs from Dirk's Tackle in Wisconsin. Those are just absolutely killer. A lot of guys are switching over to those, and you know, they still carry waxies, but half the time they're catching just as many fish on those.
You carry those grubs there?
Yeah, we've got them in two different sizes and probably seven colors.
Nice. Awesome, Nick. I really appreciate your time today.
All right. We'll talk to you soon, Adam.
Nick from Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette, fully stocked with live bait and ready to actually talk to you about how to use all this winter steelhead gear, too. So stop in and see him. This is The Outdoor Show.